Happy Friday. It's Friday, February 7th, 2025. I'm Kevin Roman. I'm a designer, stylist, and generally all-around happy guy. Every week, I share a great thought and a great song. We all deserve a dose of encouragement, a fun tune, and a reason to smile. This is Happy Friday. Happy Friday. Happy February. I know it's only week six of this year, but baby, I need a vacation. Now I know why people choose February to get away. February. This is that in-between month, the short month between Christmas and springtime when, if not for all the red hearts popping up everywhere, we might as well be frozen. Throw in a radical fascist makeover of government by the country's oligarchs, and, well, I'm not really feeling the love. But we can't just run away and escape everything. Last week, we talked about caring. What it is, what it isn't, and why we should even bother. But Kevin, you say, how do I do this? Me, me, me. Right now, if we want to show we care, we got to get personal. We got to start with ourselves. First, examine your attachments. Step back and evaluate your connections to people, work, or obligations. Are they healthy? No, girl, seriously. Don't worry. Learning to say no is an act of self-respect, not selfishness. You need to exist as an individual, not just in relation to other people. Second, be decisive for yourself. Stop living under the influence of other people's expectations. Become a slave to all those external pressures, and you know what you become? Burnt out and resentful. You're in the driver's seat. So take control. Make decisions based on your values. And invest first in your own well-being. 3. Care for the right reasons. Not out of guilt or shame or the need for approval. If someone gives to you with ulterior motives, I've lived this, they don't care about you. Genuine care flows effortlessly when it comes out of true love and honest value. 4. Claim your own peace. You know this. Peace is something you've got to claim for yourself. No one else gives it to you. You give it to yourself. You want peace? Surround yourself with positive things and positive people, even the content you consume. When we're overexposed to negativity from toxic relationships or overwhelming media, it only drains our energy. Protect your peace and your sanity fiercely. Okay, I'll chill. Last point. Let go of expectations. We want to stop living by other people's expectations. But one of the greatest gifts we give ourselves is releasing the expectations we place on others. Let others live their own lives, make their own choices, follow their own paths, and make their own mistakes. Trying to control or change other people just brings you frustration. We get more results when we focus on our own growth and our own happiness. Now, it's healthy to know the line that people can't cross. You know, you don't get to control my life. But the solution isn't to run away. Sure, there are idiots out there, evil people even, that want to fuck us up. But this is how I believe we move forward. We can be smart, protect and defend ourselves, while still choosing to be optimistic and caring. Because all of our power starts within. And if we let the craziness control us, we're all gonna be a mess. That's why I'm still gonna choose to be kind. Let me get a little personal. I've had relationships in the past that I thought were almost perfect. Or at least, I thought they should be. I had a lot of shoulds. It's easy to get stuck in the expectations of what something should be, even when it's not really working. If I could just cut off everything else in the world and capture just this moment, this would be perfect. Sweet. Yeah, that never works. There's no shortcut to escape to a better place until you start by caring for yourself. That's when our kindness becomes more genuine and even more impactful. I thought of that this week listening back to some Gwen Stefani and her song, Sweet Escape. I hope you like it. Every week, find a link to Friday's song in the show notes in your podcast app and online at the website happyfriday.fm. And remember, choose to be kind. Thanks so much for listening. Stay warm. And next week, I think we'll really start feeling the love. Connect with me online and on Instagram at happyfriday.fm. Now go have a happy Friday.